Government Minister Shane Jones is under fire for criticising the Waitangi Tribunal, which has issued a summons for the Children's Minister, Karen Chua. A summons was issued as part of the Tribunal's urgent inquiry into the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. Here is what Mr Jones told Radio Watia earlier this week.
The Waitangi Tribunal has no business running its operations as some sort of star chamber, delivering peremptory summons for ministers to rock up and be either cross-examined or grilled in some type of wannabe star chamber American bloody Pulp Fiction gig.
Well, for more on this, we're joined by constitutional expert barrister Graeme Edgler. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, the status of the tribunal, it's a standing commission. Is it the same as a court? So is there an issue here with the minister criticising courts in the ways in which he should not be?
It is a commission of inquiry, so it's not the same as a court. And so, I mean, the way sort of that the Cabinet Office guidelines are written, it's slightly different. So he may have a sort of something to hang his head on there, as, you know, if the Prime Minister wanted to upbraid him or something like that, you know, don't do this. You know, it's probably unwise, but possibly not exactly the same as if it was a court. So, you know, I think it's sort of in the general principle of the thing. You know, ministers should be as careful when talking about the Waitangi Tribunal as when talking about a court. But it's perhaps just slightly less, given that technically it is not a court. And so the exact wording of the rules around this for ministers technically might not apply.
I was just traipsing through some of the laws around this, and the commission, it's a standing commission. It does have the powers, though, of what I think a district court?
Essentially what commissions of inquiry have. You know, they can summons people to give evidence if the people they think will have relevant evidence and aren't going to sort of turn up. And so it is, you know, in their sort of the levels of protections of the people hearing it. You know, the chair of the Waitangi, or the head of the Waitangi Tribunal, tends to be the chief Māori Land Court judge, and sort of other Māori Land Court judges tend to sit as sort of panel conveners and things like that on the Waitangi Tribunal. So, you know, there is sort of judiciary is involved, sort of, but, you know, slightly, you know, that's also true of other organisations, you know, the parole board and things like that. Parole board's not a court as well. And so, you know, I think if you're sort of reading the Cabinet Office manual about what ministers are supposed to do, I think you'll get the sense that ministers should possibly be reticent here. Mm. But whether there's been an exact breach in the way as
so
if it
technically,
was actually a judge, a court, maybe not.
Technically, he may not have breached the Cabinet manual on this. But, I mean, the tribunal has been around since 1975. It has been a pretty integral part of New Zealand's system. As you say, is the minister... Well, the very point of having the Cabinet manual is so that they don't undermine our court system and the confidence that the public has in our court system. Is there a danger that he's waded into that sort of territory of undermining a part of the institution there?
Yeah, I think there is a danger of that. And, you know, it's sort of one comment to a media organisation and maybe another couple of comments subsequently. So there is a risk, and it's a particular risk for ministers, say, more than members of parliament, because, you know, the Crown is one of the parties before this tribunal, you know, which is similar to sort of courts where, you know, it tends to be the Crown is prosecuting a case or something like that. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, this is a quasi-judicial body and, you know, it's not just someone commenting on it, it's one of the parties commenting on it, you know, sort of you should be careful. But, you know, and I think, you know, sort of the Cabinet Office manual about sort of, you know, ministers being expected to uphold, you know, good standards of behaviour and things like that. You know, this is, you know, it was a little intemperate and, you know, on reflection, you know, maybe use slightly different words or something like that. And I don't think it's, you know, Waitangi Tribunal doesn't often, you know, summons people, but usually it's because it doesn't need to.
Yeah, just very quickly on that. So the substantive issue here, because the summons, which is being challenged in the court itself, just very quickly, what do you make of that move?
It doesn't normally need to happen because in its tribunal, the tribunal just needs some evidence from someone. And normally that would be, you know, it could often be a department chief executive or something like that, because the department will have been involved in making or helping the minister make the decision. There'll be policy papers and things like that. And some of the chief executive will be able to turn up and answer all the questions, or just put something in writing answering all the questions. The chief executive did turn up. But the particular way this decision has been made, you know, sort of it's a government policy adopted from, you know, an ACT party, you know, sort of in the coalition agreement. And so the background material that the department would usually assist in making just isn't there. So there are sort of some questions that the chief executive isn't in a position to answer because wasn't really involved in making the decision in the way that would normally happen. And so, okay, well, and given that's the case, let's have the minister. Usually it would just be in writing.
Right.
And there's just been the minister doesn't want to do that. Well, the next step is, okay, well, we need this information to conduct our inquiry. You know, this is a power that the tribunal is, it's not something new. I mean, when the tribunal was originally created, it could only look at contemporary matters. That, you know, the sort of addition of let's look at historical claims was something added a few years after it was created. So this is very much what the tribunal does do.
Okay. Thank you very much, Graeme Edgler. Appreciate your analysis, barrister there.